This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide by my friend Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. And maybe you should be nationwide. Have you ever thought about perhaps franchising? You know, maybe a friend has a great idea. I have a friend that has a great idea, as a matter of fact, and he's been wanting me to help him franchise. He has an organic coffee business. And, you know, we have another buddy that's doing $250 million a year right now because he franchised his coffee business about 20 years ago. It takes time. But our next guest from iFranchise Group, iFranchiseGroup.com on the web. They say here, thinking big, plan for the future, plan for future expansion, anticipate the marketplace needs in 10 years, and you want to build a proven model that will pay off for generations to come. What's wrong with that? Nothing, I say. Mark Siebert is here. He's the founder and CEO, and he's an author. The company, again, iFranchise Group. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alan. It's nice to be here.
So here's my question. Let's just use me as an example. I have a friend who has been begging me to help him franchise. Now, I just haven't had the time. But I will say, he has got a brilliant idea. He bought this really cool small machine that bakes the beans for the coffee, right? And he gets all organic beans. And so his coffee shop, he actually bakes the beans right there. I don't know if I'm even using the right language for this, but I'll do my best.
Roast.
Thank you. Thank you. And so he's got all kinds of people knocking on his door saying, hey, can we buy a franchise for your coffee business? And so he says to me, well, you work with Ink. I said, yeah, I know, but franchising is not my specialty. But I guess it could be if I've got a friend like Mark Siebert from iFranchise Group. The question is, should I help him? And what should I be thinking of? And for those who are listening, maybe somebody's going, you know, gosh, yeah, maybe I should franchise. So let's just take it from there. Where do we start?
Well, I think with your friend, the first place you start is with a successful business.
Yes, and he has one.
Okay, so, you know, franchising is about duplicating the success that you've already created in a business model.
Right.
So if you have already done something that is successful, franchising essentially allows you to use other people's money and other people's time to replicate the business very quickly without having to give up outside equity. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works is that typically a franchisee is going to pay an initial fee to the franchisor, that's the person with the great idea, with the business model that works. They're going to pay an ongoing royalty that's usually a percentage of revenues to that person. In return, they get to use the system, they get to use the name, they get to use the advertising, and they get the secret sauce that makes the business successful.
Right.
And it allows people to grow much faster using other people's money.
So what things should I tell him he needs to have in place, and what tools does he need?
Well, I think the first thing he needs is he needs to make sure that he's got things systemized so it will work with whoever the next person who comes into the business is. So it may be working right now because he knows everything, but if you're going to teach it to me and I don't know the first thing about the coffee business,
right,
then I need to make sure that I have a good understanding of everything I need to do, from how do you find a site, how do you negotiate the lease, how do you roast the beans, how do you serve the coffee, what do you do for marketing. So you need to develop operations manuals. You need to develop really a strategy for how you're going to grow, because some of the decisions that you make as a new franchisor, things like what should your fees be and what should your royalties be, you know, where should you be selling franchises, what is the structure of the franchise, those things will have a profound impact on the profitability of your company. And so you need to make sure you have a good strategy in place and you've done the financial modeling. You need to put together some marketing materials to be able to sell the franchise and attract prospective franchisees. And you need to provide support to your franchisees.
Right.
And it's pretty much that simple.
Well, the nice thing, you know, for me, and the reason why I've actually been going back and forth with him for a while, is I think the coffee business is a great business. I mean, it's pretty darn simple, really. And he's got something that's really good. The question is, how do I know he has products or services that he's offering that aren't really good and that he should maybe drop those because they're not making him money? I mean, is there a kind of a discovery process I should go through with him, or anybody even owning a business should take a look at what they sell and go, we're not making money on this?
Well, I think that everybody should be, you know, sort of constantly looking at and refining their business model. So if you take a look at McDonald's 50 years ago, they had hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, Coke, shakes, and milk and coffee. That was it.
Right.
Today, it's a very different business model. So you should always be looking to refine the business model and making sure that it works. Ultimately, when we talk about franchising, and you know, I'm not an expert in the coffee business. I'm an expert in how you duplicate business.
Right, right.
How you know, sort of how you clone businesses. And, you know, ultimately what you want to do is you want to make sure that when you are making a decision about franchising, that you are providing the franchisee with a business model that will provide them with a good return on their investment. So what he should be looking at is, you know, is my business model franchisable? Is it duplicatable? Is it saleable? Is it, you know, has it got a little bit of sizzle or sex appeal that somebody's going to want to buy my franchise? And is the return on investment to a franchisee, even after taking out a royalty, is that return on investment going to be adequate to motivate someone to buy and make them happy with their buying decision?
Right. So then the question becomes finances and, you know, things like that. I mean, do you help with that at iFranchise Group too?
In terms of financing the franchisee, that's not really what we do. What we typically do is we help companies make that initial assessment as to whether or not their business is franchisable. And on our website, there's a, which is the iFranchiseGroup.com website that you had mentioned before, there's a 12-point test that talks about the different things that we look for in a franchisable business.
Right.
So first, we help them with that, making that assessment. We get 300, 400 calls a month from companies that think they've got, you know, the next great, you know, thing from a franchise standpoint. We probably end up working with three or four of them.
So wow.
It's a pretty narrow funnel in terms of trying to make sure that somebody has a business that's ready for that.
Right.
So the first step is really making sure that they're ready for franchising, ready for the commitment that entails, that the business model is working. And as you said, there may be some tweaks that are necessary to the business in order to get it to the point where it is franchisable, expandable through franchising.
Right. Hold tight. Let's take a break, because when we come back, I want to ask you about where entrepreneurs make their biggest mistakes. And obviously, you want to go over to iFranchiseGroup.com and check out, you know, all the information they have available for you. If you're thinking about franchising your company or buying into one, too, I imagine they can help you with that. Things to look for. You're listening to Inc. Radio. Right now, we're talking franchising. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.